What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Hey, all you motherfuckers and cocksuckers out there.
You dirty cunts.
Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, number something or other.
649.
That's awesome.
49ers.
Yep, they won the other day. How about that?
Fucking I hate sports.com. We got Flames on the show again
today. Yeah, woo!
Thank God for Flames. The one guest.
Yep, and we talk about stuff. What's your favorite song off of Sailing the Seas of Cheese?
Oh, my favorite song off of Seas of Cheese. I'd have to say American Life.
All right, is it your favorite Primus song of all time?
No.
All right, so what's your favorite song on Frizzle Fry?
Jeez.
Is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No. My favorite song on Frizzle Fry, I would have to say To Defy the Law of Tradition.
All right, is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No, I don't think so.
All right, what's your favorite song on Pork Soda?
Ooh, good one. My favorite song on Pork Soda was, I'd have to say, yeah, DMV.
All right, is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No.
All right, what's your favorite song on Primus Sucks?
Suck on This.
All right, is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No, Suck on This is the name of the album.
All right, what's your favorite song on the...
Tales from the Punch Bowl album?
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of songs on that one, but I'm going to have to go with Mrs. Blaylene.
Is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No.
All right, what's your favorite song, Primus song on the Brown album?
Oh, the Brown album? Over the Falls.
Ah, is that your favorite Primus song of all time?
No.
What's your favorite song on Antipop?
Oh, geez, Lacquerhead, probably.
Is that your favorite Primus song ever?
No, my favorite Primus song is probably... It's got to either be Too Many Puppies or John the Fisherman.
I guess you were right. I just need to reboot.
What is this?
You tell me, Flames.
Sounds like Motorhead.
All right, everybody, and welcome to my pain cave with your co-host Flames and Terry and Gatch.
Comedy show.
What's in Flames?
Is that Hagar?
Blowing gars?
Hell no, it's not Hagar.
What the heck?
That doesn't sound like Sammy Hagar.
Hold on a second.
That's fucking BLR, bitch.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
BLR. Oh.
David Lee Roth.
Oh.
Yep.
It's Van Halen.
Dimebag Dave.
You don't know Van Halen when you hear it?
Wasn't his original name Dimebag, but they had to change it to Diamond?
No, I don't think so.
Dimebag Dave? No. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
I usually don't start. This is the episode already?
I don't know.
What are we
yes,
at?
Yes, it is. Number 749.
649. This is Van Halen from their latest album.
Oh, really? It's my favorite White Stripes song.
Well, no wonder why. I had never heard it before.
Oh, but you heard that song Tattoo? The new Tattoo song that they had?
I heard Frosty.
I don't know if I have or not.
Stay Frosty. Stay Frosty. Everybody stay Frosty.
Speaking of Frosty, go down to Pizza Now and get yourself a pizza.
Oh, my belly is swollen. I'm kind of skinny like a snake. You can see when I've gotten into the pizza.
You can see when you've eaten a rodent.
Like Noriko said, it's too late. You can't just grab me by the cheeks and say, drop it. Cause it's already in my stomach. You missed a good comedy show last Friday, Flames.
You did.
It was a good time.
Missed World War One by about 40 years.
It was out of my. It was my anniversary.
I know it was your anniversary. I don't want to hear excuses. I just want you to say you'll be at the next one, maybe.
That's the day after my 45th.
You turned 45th on the 10th?
The 30th.
No, it's 8 days after my something or other.
Well, check it out. You know what I found out when I turned 45 this year? Last year, I mean? 45 is the new 51, so you're kind of fucked.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, I feel like it.
But 46 is the new 23, so you're just good. Wait till next year.
Yeah, I feel 51.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't feel like it in, when you're in me.
Why don't you drink energy drinks? You drink energy drinks? What about energy drinks?
I haven't.
What do you drink about
them? I pretty much quit doing energy drinks when I quit playing drums.
Have you tried the new 47-hour energy bar?
No, I don't think I've
I only take a bite at a time.
Those are good. You can split them in half for 23 and a half hours, but if you're like me and you find yourself at that 46th hour and you just can't go on, that's when you need the 47-hour energy bar.
See, I can't do that no more.
Do what?
Just stay up that long.
Oh, you can.
No.
You can?
What, do you take a nap in 2 hours?
No, I just don't like that feeling of staying up over 20
hours. You've lost that feeling?
He's lost
it.
I've lost that feeling.
He's lost the loving feeling for staying up.
Well, you know, 33 states, Oregon including, and I think Oregon is kind of leading this charge, are demanding that 5-hour energy drink release their redacted documents.
Redacted?
And that's the one I would drink.
What's a fucking redactor?
It's the 5-hour.
Yep.
What's redact?
The states are demanding to know if it's true that 73% of doctors really recommend it and if the non-crashing aspect is really true. They want to know.
I don't think it makes you crash. I don't get a crash from it.
I've never...
Not when you drive around on it.
No, I've never even crashed hard.
Yeah.
Well, I take it like an hour. I would take it like an hour, maybe sometimes a little bit sooner before I'd play. And then...
Get a massive migraine.
Just get it. That way, just have that extra little boost while I'm playing and then...
Tell the truth, you would drink a monster a half an hour before you started playing, and right before you started playing, you got a bad case of the shits.
No. No.
No, it was a good case of them fuckers.
Yeah.
No.
The monster shits are bad.
No, no. Monster shits. Those things hurt. I took a monster shit the other day.
Oh, really? Did it growl at you?
No, it came out like a fucking lubricated slug.
Dude, slugs are lubricated.
You should see them.
Talking about an extra lubricated slug?
Oh, big time. Extra. Extra lube, please.
This sounds like a vibrator for a second. Wrong answer. Down, Fido, down.
You know what that is?
That's
That was a wolf growling while feeding on a deer carcass.
That's my... that is what I would prefer for my personal protection as a wolf.
What?
And a badger on its back.
And a badger on its back.
What's your preferred weapon of choice,
bastard.
Flames?
For protection?
Yeah.
I'd have to say the Trojan extra ribbed. No.
Would you ever duel anyone with pistols?
Fuck no.
No, not like... Because, you know, they often weren't deadly then. You just shot, and if you hit the other person, you know, they were just injured or whatever. You know, you might shoot them in the leg because they weren't very fucking accurate.
Another gun. No, I
would you ever shoot anybody in the pistol with a leg?
No.
I couldn't shoot nobody.
Unless I was dueling them.
Dueling them.
Yeah, what if somebody challenged you to a duel? You're going to say no?
Yeah, because that's against the law.
Dude, then you have no honor.
Dude.
Oh, well, shit. We don't live back in the 1800s, so.
Barry Lyndon did, though, and that was, some people regard Kubrick's greatest movie.
Barry Lyndon.
Some people say it was his greatest movie.
Fuck that shit.
I watched it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was a story about a man named Barry Lyndon.
I'm Barry Lundo.
Barry Lyndon.
About a man named Jed.
It was about a man named Barry Lyndon, and he went on adventures.
Hey. You're still married, aren't you, Flames?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Good.
I'm still married, too. How about you, Dustin? Are you married?
Yeah.
You are?
Yep.
You're not looking for a hot date?
Uh-uh.
We got a new sponsor. We got a new sponsor.
All right.
Ever imagine yourself on a deserted island? Atop a skyscraper, secluded in your own private paradise, with a blonde, brunette, redhead, We can fulfill your most secret fantasies. Call 1-900-HOT-DATE, and we will satisfy your most intimate fantasies. Stop dreaming and start living all your secret desires. Come on, pick up the phone. Call 1-900-HOT-DATE today. Only $4.50 for the first minute, $2.50 for additional minutes. We accept Visa, MasterCard,
who's this?
And Express.
I don't know.
Operator will require...
What are you playing? It's
1-900-HOT-DATE.
Your call.
Who are you calling?
I'm not calling anybody.
Call Hot Date.
Well, what are you playing?
I just looking at this website that has a bunch. I didn't know what it was going to be. There's some. It's just a website of a weird fucking. What do you call it?
Sound effects.
Are you going to go and see Fast and the Furious 7?
No. There's no Paul Walker, so fuck that.
He's going to be in half the movie. They're going to replace him like they did in The Crow or something.
Why? They already recorded that much of it?
I don't know. I thought they did. I thought they were in the middle of it.
Oh.
What about Devil's Due? You going to go and watch that?
I don't know what Devil's Due is.
Devil's Due. It's about the devil taking a dump.
I thought that was Satan's semen. Devil's Due.
Devil's Due.
Hey, Devil's Due.
I don't know what the Devil's Due is about.
The Devil's Dookie. It sounds better.
I know that earlier in the day today, Charlie Daniels was going to give the devil his due.
Devil is due. That's my favorite White Stripes song.
You got a lot of favorite White Stripes.
Dude, they're all so good.
They're all so good.
Devil's Due is a horror movie.
Horror movie.
You want to give the devil
his horror movie or horror movie?
Does it got Jane Fonda?
After a mysterious lost night on their honeymoon, a newlywed couple finds themselves dealing with an earlier-than-planned pregnancy. While recording everything for posterity, the husband begins to notice odd behavior in his wife when they initially ride off to nerves. But as the months pass, it becomes evident that the dark changes in her body and might have a much more sinister origin.
Origin.
What the fuck's a origin? Is that you, Flames?
Yeah, that's me. Sorry.
So you don't think you'll go and see that one?
I doubt it. It's too scary.
Oh, no. Come on.
What about
now.
That new Paranormal Activity?
No,
dude, that scared me. So bad I didn't go see it. Get it?
No.
How often?
Yeah.
God. Hey.
How do you ask a question with a question?
Don't ask me questions.
Have you ever fucked a transvestite on the rag?
No.
You ever want to?
No.
Would you rather fuck a transvestite on a rag or have sex with your wife on her period?
Right.
Both at the same time.
Oh, no. That's not part of the deal.
That's kind of a crazy part of the deal.
Well, you're the one that wanted to do it.
I know.
How many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches have you ever eaten in your life at once, one setting?
Oh, man.
Two, maybe?
Three or four.
I never thought about it.
Did you ever eat enough to make your brother want to kill you?
No.
Well, an Iowa man faces charges after allegedly threatened to knife his brother after eating six peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. These brothers are in their 50s.
He threatened to eat six peanut butter sandwiches.
No, he threatened to knife his brother.
Over six peanut butter.
Jerome Davis initially made and consumed three sandwiches and then made three more within the next hour. That angered the brother, who confronted his brother over the overeating.
Fucking Republicans, man.
I know. So he's going to shut the fuck up and mind your own business, and he pulled a knife out, and then he went to jail.
You pulled a knife out and he went to jail?
Yeah, he pulled out a folding knife and held it to his brother's face, threatening to cut him for eating too many sandwiches.
Serves him right.
See, those guys are brothers. They don't finish each other's sandwiches, but they will pull out a knife if you finish too many.
You know, you never want to pull out a folding knife. Always pull out a folding chair.
That doubles as a knife. A really sharp folding chair.
Because Walmart, believe it or not, is selling those basic four chair and card table crappy sets for like $50, you know?
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
People are being maimed by these things. One person lost a fucking finger, got cut by the fucking thing, amputated their old goddamn finger off. Three people have lost fingertips.
So what's causing these massive cutoffs?
Amputations.
Four chairs and a table for 50 fucking bucks.
I'd cut off your finger, too.
God, you're not even paying people to fucking...
Because you're stealing it, man.
The fucking sharpened steel sheets.
Oh, they just stamp them and put them together, huh?
Yeah.
Stamp them and fuck them. There you go.
Stamp here, have a cheap seat.
Yep. Here, have a fucking table made out of goddamn knife blades.
Okay.
You guys are so upset about it.
Okay. I am.
So did you buy one of those?
Fuck no.
Jesus Christ, you're so mad.
Duck Dynasty, those guys made their own fucking line of guns now.
Yep.
Awesome.
You can buy an assault fucking rifle.
Can you shoot fags with them?
You can.
Can you shoot...
Phil said... This is what Phil said.
Can you shoot happy black slaves?
Phil
happy
said...
Happy black slaves.
He said, you know what makes me happy, happy, happy?
What,
happy,
what?
Happy, happy.
He says, blowing a mallard drake's head smooth off. Now, that's what I call a man of God who enjoys... That's what makes him happy.
So, is there a porn line out yet called Fuck Dynasty?
Or it'll
fuck
be out.
Finest 3?
It'll be out tomorrow.
Fucking Finest, and now that I said it right.
You know, the old show that they had on YouTube would have them, like, biting the heads off of animals and stuff.
Oh, yeah, those guys were hardcore back then.
Yep. When they were Duck Men, now they're Duck Dynasty.
Earlier today, they were hardcore. Well, I was telling Gatch and Flames when we were on the way over to Pizza Now to pick up some pizza earlier.
Gatch and Flames.
That's what they used to call. Their old business name was called Pizza Earlier. And now it's called Pizza Now.
It was really hard for them to deliver before you wanted it.
In about 5 years, they plan on changing the franchise name to Pizza Later.
Oh.
Which you can get.
Why can't you combine it? You could combine it with that candy and call it Pizza Now and Later.
All right. Yeah, but earlier, we were on our way to over there, and I told Flames and Gatch about a story that I read about fucking crazy old Pat Robertson from the 700 Club.
I also like going to Pizza Later where you got to call in at least 2 hours before your order.
Yeah, we went there and got our pizza now while people who we knew waited for Pizza Later.
No!
And they said, oh, I guess we should have called in our order.
You probably should.
Yeah,
or you
probably
just hang out in the front.
Yeah. Pat Robertson predicted this just last week that President Obama will resign his presidency in 2014 so that he can go surfing. The other thing is, this is a quote from Pat. He says, I think the president is going to be severely, severely hampered. I think that America is going to turn against him much more so than now, and that affordable care starts biting hard as it is. He's going to be discredited terribly.
You know, I got a prediction for Pat Robertson that he's going to double his audience this year to 4.
That's highly unlikely. But we talked, I think, Monday about who's going to die.
Who's dying now?
I think he's going to switch over to the 666 Club.
Flames, who's going to die this year? So, name a celebrity who will die this year.
Next week, we'll implement the sound for this. It's called Who's Dying Now by Journey.
Betty White, that's a good choice.
Donald Sutherland and Betty White are now top of the list. Pat Robertson is a quick third
who
now.
I picked. Or did I pick anybody?
Even though I do like her, and she seems to be in pretty good health.
I'm going to go Nancy Reagan.
Ooh, is she still alive?
Yep. You went Dean Stockwell.
Barely.
Oh, that's right. So we've got 5. Dean Stockwell.
Who's Dean Stockwell?
Don't say
what?
That. Don't say that. Who's Dean?
Dude, he was Al in fucking Quantum Leap.
He was in some Stephen King movies, like, I don't know, maybe It or something.
I don't know who that is.
You know fucking Dean Stockwell if you know fucking anybody, dude. He's been a fucking actor since he was a fucking child.
All right, I got a question for you. Have you ever been stabbed with a squirrel?
No, I haven't.
As a squirrel?
With a squirrel.
No. I've never been a squirrel and then been stabbed either.
A 41-year-old man was covered in blood as a result of a large, deep cut across his chest and facial lacerations from being stabbed with a squirrel.
What?
In South Carolina, a woman was charged with domestic violence after she stabbed her husband with a ceramic squirrel.
What?
Yep. He returned home without any beer because the store was closed, and his wife fucking freaked out and stabbed him, hit him, and beat him over the head with a squirrel.
It was probably a dollar store fucking porcelain thing.
It was. It was from the Dollar Tree. They're being sued for sharp squirrels. Just kidding. But yeah, look out, man.
Look
if you,
out.
If you don't bring fucking beer home
look
for the wife.
Look out where you don't belong.
You get stabbed. You'll get stabbed with the fucking squirrel.
Are them sharp squirrels from the Sharper Image?
Oh, they are. They're so sharp. Man. They're the smartest squirrels everywhere. And I thought Gats was joking when he said that they're coming out with the Kanye West.
No, that wasn't a joke. They're coming out with the Kanye West bit.
Bitcoin-ye. Fucking dick.
William, so I'm going to ask you some questions. Have you ever seen To Live and Die in L.A.?
To Live and Die in L.A.? No,
have you ever seen Blue Velvet?
No.
Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Yeah.
Tucker the Man in His Dream?
No.
Married to the Mob?
No.
The Langoliers?
No.
McHale's Navy?
McHale's Navy? Yeah.
Air Force One?
Yeah.
The Manchurian Candidate?
No.
Dune?
Parts of it.
A man sharing a candidate?
Mm-hmm. the Dunwich Whore?
Mm-mm.
I'm done with witch horror.
Well, if you've seen any of those movies, you know who fucking Dean Stockwell is.
Really?
Yep, he's been in all of them. He was also Al on that one thing. He was also on Wagon Train. He was also on Bonanza.
Dude, in Blue Velvet, he was that guy that was singing into a light bulb. Remember? Yeah. When fucking Dennis Hopper and those guys were all partying. He's like, this fucking warm beer, the one thing I fucking hate is warm beer.
He was on the fucking Tony Danza show, and I know you watched that, Flames.
No.
He was on Columbo on one episode.
Columbo.
Mm-hmm. And he was in the Nanny Express TV movie, which I'm pretty sure you saw.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't.
All right. Dean Stockwell. Everybody.
Don't know who he is.
Put your hands together.
Did you show him a picture yet?
No.
You're just fucking with him, aren't you?
I just wanted to see if you saw him in any movies, because otherwise he's not going to recognize him if you never saw him in any movies. God damn it.
You're freaking him out, dude.
Dude, come on. You don't know Dean Stockwell?
Yeah, oh, I know that
I know
guy.
That guy.
He was from Quantum Leap.
He was from Quantum Leap.
He was the dude.
He had the cigar all the time.
Yeah.
He's been acting for 65 fucking years.
No
well,
shit.
He needs to learn how to act right.
He was in Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, no shit. What was
the newer one.
Oh.
All right. It's time for...
Which is weird because fucking the other guy from Quantum Leap, what's his name? Scott Bakula?
Bakula.
Bakula?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking...
Mm-hmm. Scott Dracula.
He was in the lead in one of the goddamn Star Trek fucking things.
Fucking things.
Fucking things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was like Deep Space Nine. He was the main fucking Captain Log.
Why is that so weird?
Because, and then the other guy was on Battlestar Galactica.
He leaped into that.
Oh,
position.
He leaped into that. Piggy Suey! Piggy Suey!
You know what that sound means.
What?
It's time for Crazy Floridians.
Oh, I thought it was time for plugs.
Fuck plugs. Plugs come at the end. No. In the end of your butt.
Oh, I know, but I thought that was plugs music.
No. This is Crazy Florida music.
Oh, okay.
Authorities in Florida are involved in a Cinderella-esque search for a mystery person after a shoe containing a human foot was found on Peck Lake Beach.
Well, how are they going to find out whose foot it fits when the shoe's already in the foot?
Well, they've called in 10 women that are missing their feet. And they have been putting the bloody stump up against the foot to find out who it belongs to. But no, I'm making...
How long ago was it removed?
I'm making all that up. They didn't say. They searched the area with a canine and air units, and they were only able to find the other shoe.
So they had a whole school, K through 9, kindergarten through 9th grade, looking for these people?
No, dogs. It was dogs. Oh. It was kindergarten through 9th grade dogs.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Canine units.
Canine units.
They all
I have some sad news recently. One of my family's dogs died.
Oh, no.
What was his name?
Molly.
Oh, her.
Yep.
Well, she shouldn't be taking drugs.
Yeah, 91 years old by dog years.
Wow. That's pretty good. My cat's almost 60 by cat years.
How much is cat years per year?
It's weird. The first couple years is longer, but then it goes less.
Is that true?
Yeah. Huh, at least that's what it said on the internet in my cat book.
I've never looked it up.
It's like 7 or 8 for the first couple years, and then it plateaus out, and then it just goes 4.
That's weird.
Yeah. Hmm. So after they get past like 3 years, you just add 4. It's kind of like the metric system. You know, you just double it and add 30, and that's how you get the metric equivalent.
That's weird.
I learned that from Bob and Doug McKenzie. It's not very accurate, but it does work in a pinch.
I wonder why people don't ever think maybe that works for humans, too. Like, after 70 each year's worth a half.
Listen to that drum solo, Flames.
I know. I'm jonesing.
That's weird you say that, because this is a Drum Jones.
Just kidding. Is he related to Osmosis Jones?
Yes, it's his father. Did you know that movie I said I wanted to see that you thought you wouldn't like because it's been spoiled for you, Inside Llewellyn Davis, has won top honors from the film critics?
What?
So now it's really going to suck for you because it's supposed to be so good.
My favorite Coen Brothers movie is not A Simple Man.
It's not?
Nope.
That's your least favorite one, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think it's written for me, though. It's not against them or anything like that. It's just fucking... I'm not Jewish. I'm not going to get those jokes.
It was still a good movie, though. You didn't like it? Did you watch it?
No, it was kind of dry.
Did you watch it twice?
Slow. No. Why would I watch it twice? I don't like it.
To see if you'd like it the second time around. God, don't be so closed-minded.
All right.
Fuck, dude. Flames, what's wrong with this guy over here?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to watch Evil Bong again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch that if you paid me.
Really?
I like peaceful bongs.
Peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evil bongs are just mean to me. They steal my weed. They don't give me smoke.
You get to see a lot.
For like an hour.
They get
you get blood. To see a lot of boobies.
Oh, okay. I'll watch it.
A lot of boobies.
I like boobies.
Boobies.
What about you?
Boobies.
You like boobies, Gatch? Yep. Boobies are good.
Boobies. You know who else boobies like boobies?
Who else like boobies?
Booby Man.
Who's Booby Man?
The Booby Man. I'm the Booby Man. Turn me on.
One time I fucking set a booby trap in my house and I caught my mom by the tits.
Oh!
She was pissed. In her pants.
She was drunk? She was the English version of drunk?
She was drunk as a skunk off of fucking, not from fucking, but from drinking water and soy sauce that she thought was R&R whiskey. Which she actually thought was piss.
Ooh.
We convinced her that it's actually not piss, Mom. It's water and soy sauce. Mixed just perfectly to look like rich and rare whiskey.
I have a crazy Florida story.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. You got any music for it?
Well, it's
kind of a long one.
Okay. We always use the same music for
Florida. All right, go ahead.
Florida
That's
story,
fine.
So,
Alright, it's just a long one, so I thought a backing would be nice.
Okay, let's do this.
Alright, in 1861, Florida seceded from the Union. That's all I got.
No! That's all you got?
Yeah.
Dude, that was totally uncool.
Florida looks like a penis.
I went through a lot of trouble.
What?
To get this song lined up.
I got another Florida story.
Okay.
Florida's
where old people go to retire.
In 1990, Time Warner merged.
Do you got anything recent?
Yesterday.
Yeah, in the year 9.
Swimming.
In the year 9, the Han Dynasty ended when Wang Mang claimed the divine mandate of heaven.
Dude, you're letting me down. Do you got any information or news about
Wang Mang?
Rapper Flo Rida?
Flo Rida?
Flo Rida.
That's a dude, you don't know him?
Yeah, I know Flo Rida.
Okay, good.
He's like huge in some circles.
Yeah.
Like the Bermuda Circle.
Okay, since this music's still going, I got a crazy Florida story that's a little longer than yours. Let's see here. A Georgia banker is suspected of operating a marijuana farm on rented Florida property.
That should not happen.
Uh-oh.
During a traffic stop, he freaked out.
Uh-oh.
And he told the cops that he allegedly rented property in the Ocala, Florida area. And then they found 225 marijuana plants growing in his garage on the mobile home in the property after the owner alerted police. He remains in federal custody with a bond hearing, and he's also facing some embezzlement charges from a small Georgia bank to the tune of $21 million.
Wow. $21
million? Yeah, you can buy a lot of weed growing supplies with that kind of money.
Yeah, you can.
Hell, you can. Like, hey, man.
I have some crazy Florida news,
oh,
too.
Oh, shit, we're popping out here on Florida.
Did you know the state amphibian is the barking tree frog? The state mammal is the Florida cracker horse.
Oh, I met some cracker whores when I was down in Florida myself.
Cracker whores?
Cracker whores, they showed me a good time down in South Florida.
Yep, and the state shell is the horse conch.
Horse conch.
And the state song is Old Folks at Home.
Old
way
folks.
Down upon the Suwannee River.
Man, there's crazy
Sweet.
People in Florida.
Yep.
There's a South Floridian man who's defending himself in court after being charged with taking pornographic photos of his three young daughters and sharing them by saying that the photos are standard family portraits because his family's nudist. The grand jury did not agree with the assessment of Brian Martins and voted to indict the 53-year-old on one count of producing child pornography and one count of receiving child pornography.
Oh, he received it?
He received it, all right. Several of these photos the court has received are lascivious. They're sexually explicit.
Is that what lascivious means?
I don't know what it means. Sexual in nature. The girls have no clothes on, but they're not doing anything of a sexual nature, his attorney said. If they were young ladies who had clothing on, no one considered them pornographic. Totally nude is the normal state of all people who live there. In the context that everybody in this family are naturists, these photos are not lewd or pornographic in any way. And then he posted them on the site weareunder18.com. Just kidding.
Did you know the cost of caring for their 2.3 million Medicaid clients is a third of their budget? Florida.
Who? Wow.
Who?
Florida.
Oh, we're still talking about... Okay, yeah.
I thought that's where we were going, Florida.
We did, but you scared me there with that different fucking kind of story. Florida story.
Oh.
Storida.
Storida.
It's sort of a Storida, Florida story.
Yeah.
What's your favorite comic book, Flames?
I
never heard of that one.
Didn't really have a favorite comic book.
Aquawoman.
I didn't read comic books that much.
Did you ever read that old Stan Lee production, Cracker Whores?
Cracker Whores. I didn't.
Florida Cracker Horse?
Florida came later. Horse. First it was the Krypton Cracker Whores. Krypton, cracker
You don't want to crip on cracker floors because then you'll fall on your face.
Cracker hole. Hi, I'm a cracker hole.
I'm a cracker hole. Did you know in 1810, this was Napoleon's, on this day, Napoleon had his first divorce.
His first one? How many did he have?
Well, at first he divorced the chocolate and then he divorced the strawberry. He was just left alone there in the middle. Wait, that's Neapolitan.
Oh.
Dustin gets a little bit confused sometimes.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream sandwich?
The kind you eat?
Eskimo pie.
Really?
I guess.
I have some Eskimo pies in the freezer with orange ice cream in them.
That's
that
not,
doesn't taste orange, it's
not,
just colored orange.
Oh, whoa.
Those Halloween bars.
Oh, I thought it was a beaver bar for a second.
Yeah, go bees.
Have you ever been to a beaver bar?
I haven't.
They have pussies on them.
They don't have any dams there, do they?
No. You can't even say damn.
Have you ever been accused of clanging?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to clang on Pat pots and pans. Pat's pots and pans. Pat, my friend Pat, would bring over pots and pans, and I'd pang on them.
Clang on them.
Clanging is characterized by the use of words related by similar sounds rather than logical meaning. People who clang become distracted by the sound of meanings of their own words, gradually leading themselves off topic. It occurs most frequently in schizophrenics and during the manic phase of bipolar disorder.
Nice.
Example. He went in entry in trying, tying, sign, dying, ding-dong, dangles, dashing, dancing, ding-long.
Wow.
Okay. Alrighty then. Meow.
That was a that clanged me up.
Neon, ding dong.
My brain's bouncing off my skull.
Yep.
You got any more clangs for us?
Still.
Nope.
Huh. Okay.
Sure. In distractible speech, the speaker changes topics suddenly and illogically. Sometimes a symptom of ADHD, schizophrenia, or fetal alcohol syndrome.
Wow. We both said wow in different voices.
Oh.
We're Steve Harvey.
Wow.
Family feuding it up, probably.
Oh, we've been I've been watching a lot of Family Feud.
What did the survey say?
Survey said...
Ding.
50.
You know, on this day in 1920, World War One ended.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
On this day.
In 1776, Thomas Paine wrote his famous book. Remember what it was called?
War and Paine?
Thomas Paine.
Common Sense.
Common Sense.
God, it only takes that to know.
No.
No.
You big fan of Popes?
Popes?
I hate no. Popes.
All right, you'd love this day then, today.
Pope Day?
Yep. You know, in the year 314, the Pope died.
I didn't use your restroom because I got to go take a Pope.
I got to go check his bread.
In the year 314, the Pope died on this day.
Which
in
one?
In the year 681, the Pope died on this day. In the year 1276, the Pope died on this day.
Wow, it was a famous day for Pope dying day.
And in 1917, Buffalo Bill died.
Well, I'm going to say that next year on this day, a Pope might die.
Howlin' Wolf died this day in 1976.
I was going to die another Pope.
Paul Lynde died in 1982 on this day.
Paul Lynde?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah. He was pretty gay, wasn't he?
And Spalding Gray died on this day in 2004.
Oh, my God. Paul Lynde hated Spalding Gray.
Did he?
He fucking hated him. Hmm. Did you know that Paul Lynde was on Bewitched?
Yes, yeah. He was.
Oh, okay.
But Spalding Gray did those that monologue thing I sent you. Monster in the Box or whatever.
Oh, Spalding Gray. Okay.
Spalding Gray.
I was thinking of that guy from the Kubrick movies, Sterling Hayden.
Oh, Sterling Hayden.
That sounds like...
Yeah, I'm going to come and get you, see?
He was like a really bad Jimmy Stewart.
So yeah.
You see? Yeah. Or James Cagney.
James Cagney, yeah. See? That's what I meant.
You see?
He was a little dirty.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
You dirty rat.
Yeah, see?
You see? Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, see? Did you know that in 1982 on this day... The Bengals beat the Chargers in negative 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Negative 59.
That's what it says.
Negative 59.
A negative 51.
What was the game again?
Bengals Chargers 82 AFC Championship.
So you're telling me it was in San Diego and it was negative 79 degrees?
It could have been in the Cincinnati. It was the Bengals, bitch.
But you said Chargers second.
Bengals beat Chargers in 59 degree Fahrenheit to win.
Yep, they had Boomer Esiason back then. I would imagine they probably went on to the Super Bowl and played the Niners, which they played a couple years in 82 or 83. I remember watching one of those. I think it was Super Bowl 23, in which Tim Crumry, man, I remember he got tackled. He was in the line and fucking something happened. And you just see his ankle just snap one way or the other. It looked like he was waving.
Hello.
And where on this earth do you find a place that's fucking 59 degrees below zero?
He never played football again.
Norway.
Norway, dude.
No way.
Are you from Norway?
Norway.
Norway.
Did you know Nelson Mandela died?
No. What?
Norway.
Yep.
Nelson, when did he die?
Last year sometime.
No shit.
Yeah, it was like a year ago. 12.
Damn it.
He was on the Titanic.
Nelson Mandela was on the Titanic?
He was the only black man on it. He was a cook. Oh, why is that playing?
That's crazy.
That is crazy. But then again,
the very sweet potato you got there.
Day of Monday!
Whoa. Thank God for equalizing. Do that again.
This is your party!
I can't even speak right now.
Birthdays. I got a birthday for you today. Ringo Starr is 18. No?
He's Satan.
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 All right, today's birthday on Friday the 10th of January goes to...
Friday the 10th of January.
It's Friday the 10th of January.
It's not June.
January, I said.
January.
Today's birthday goes to Cumbelly Jones.
Who?
Cumbelly Jones.
But you know him.
And right. Tom Jones?
No, Cumbelly.
Cumbelly Jones.
Cumbelly Jones.
A.K.A. Rod Stewart.
Oh.
He was Cumbelly Jones in the 70s.
Oh, God.
He's had lots of pretty girlfriends and wives.
Yeah, I heard him say that story is not true.
Oh, I know. It was dog semen. He is 1 year away from doing the 69.
Yeah, I bet.
On a piece of lipstick.
Nice.
Also today, Hans's favorite thing that adds to your cholesterol.
Message.
Michael Schenker.
Yep, it's also short for message.
Message in a bottle. 1955, Michael Schenker popped out of his mom's vagina.
Let me guess how old he is.
He's 55.
68.
58, you guys are high. 55 plus now is 58.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, it's 2014. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right.
No, it was 55. No, he's 60.
He's 55. If it's 59?
No, it's 55.
55.
Oh, never mind. Yeah,
he's
right.
Like almost 60 next year.
We're good at math here on the Tagcast.
All right, so who else has a birthday?
I forgot to count.
That's it. Just Rod Stewart and Michael Schenker.
Only two people in the world have a birthday today?
No, there's a ton of them, but I don't care about them. Oh. I could give you a few that I don't care about. George Foreman.
All right, dude, that guy's got a grill.
He does.
He's got a grill that rivals Little John's.
Little Wayne. He's way more dope than either of those guys.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Got lots of grills.
Dude, that thing makes him millions of
more
dollars.
More people I don't care about celebrating birthday today. Pat Benatar.
How many George Foreman grills have you owned?
None.
George Foreman grills?
Grills.
Grills.
All his grills are named George.
Yeah, they
two.
Are.
You've owned two, I've owned one.
I've owned none, so we go 3-2-1.
I had a small one and then a big one.
Word has it George Foreman had a small one, too.
For a black guy, which was just like 8 inches.
Yep.
Also,
things work, man. If you grill burgers, get one.
Most
get
person one. I don't fucking care about that has a birthday today.
No way.
Yeah, check it out.
Simon?
Guess who can guess?
And Simon?
Glenn Robinson.
Glenn Robinson.
NBA forward for the Milwaukee Olympics gold team, 96.
Dude.
God.
No one cares about hockey.
I know.
Except for...
NBA. I said NBA.
Mr. Bacon probably worries about hockey.
Kevin?
No, Adrian.
Oh, Adrian Bacon. That's Kevin.
Give a shout-out to us, your favorite hockey team.
That's right. What's your favorite hockey team?
Me? I like the Winter Hawks.
That's just because you're from Oregon.
That's just because I saw him once because
bacon.
I could go to Taco Bell and get a buy one, get one free coupon. Tickets are only $7, so of course I'm going to go. And then you go there, and there's only like 10 people in the stand, so you could sit right down in front. It's pretty cool. But you're just looking at a bunch of kids. You don't know any of their names. They're all under 18 or something like that. And then they fucking get hit. They don't really fight or anything like that. And then you just fucking, you don't know. You try watching, you try sitting behind a fucking goalie and trying to keep that an eye on that little puck that's flying around on the floor. You can't fucking do it. It's bad enough if you're watching a basketball game and the ball's fucking 30 times bigger than a puck.
And this is what happens when a hockey fan gets into the math.
And you know why they're on ice? Because they don't know how to do it on the grass.
No, because ice is the next big thing to crack.
How you get? How's the puck going to slide on the grass?
How the puck is it going to slide on the grass? How the puck is it going to slide down the ice?
It doesn't necessarily have to be a flat, round object or a cylindrical object. It can be a round.
What did you say?
Round. A
round.
You want to puck around? Because I ain't got time to puck around.
Puck around.
Puck around. Hit the puck and go down. I'll fucking head body check you. Head
you
body.
Like, yeah, I don't like soccer.
Do you like socks?
I don't like soccer.
Do you like, do you like socks?
Oh, I like socks.
Do you like to have socks?
I got some for Christmas.
Wow.
Are you excited? Are you excited when you get socks for Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Were you excited when you got six socks for Christmas when you were a teenager?
No.
He didn't get six socks when he was a Christmas.
Yeah, a lot more than that,
I bet. I only got five.
I always got odd numbers of socks as a child, which was weird to most people. Works out for me because I slap one on my right foot and it's there for a good week or two.
Mm-hmm.
No sweat. Yeah. Most it'll do is get dusty up around.
You get toe jam between your toes on that foot?
No, they're webbed. I got webbed toes.
I
got him off the internet.
Internet.
Hey, it's going to be time for that thing because that's what I'm going to do today.
Oh, really?
Hans is actually rocking out, not listening to fucking Paul Stanley and Pink Floyd. Fuck. Sorry, nothing.
Oh, I'm going to guess he's listening to Ransom.
What's in Hunter's CD player today?
Tell us what it is, buddy.
Punk rock, punk rock. They went metal afterwards, but they were punk, and all they wanted was a Pepsi.
Oh, well, then you're dealing with the... I used to play with those guys, didn't I?
Yeah. All right. This was before you were in the band.
Oh. What? I didn't start with that band?
Oh, no. You came in later.
Oh.
Just like you do with every band you're good
in. I know.
Metallica. You don't start shit.
I know.
Want to be stopped in something. He's listening to the very first Suicidal album, Suicidal Tendencies, self-titled.
Oh, nice.
And then he says, Rock on, fellas.
Oh, nice. Man. Hans is a lucky slug.
What happens when you put a rock on a fella?
Oh, yeah.
The weight of the world is felt on their shoulders.
Matthew Felt.
Yep.
The weight of the world is held on Matthew Felt's shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a table?
A table?
Mm-hmm. He's got a table.
Does he have a felt table?
I don't know.
He's got a tip pen.
Oh.
Matthew Felt pen. Matthew Felt sick the other day.
Uh-oh.
Matthew Felt my...
I hope you're feeling better.
Matthew Felt my crotch one time. And now Matthew Felt's better. Now I have a reason to tag him in this post. Hey, we mentioned you.
You won't remember it by Friday.
In a really nice way. Dude, it's Friday today. How could I forget that it's Friday?
Yeah.
Today I'm on my 56th day of the wasted. I call it wasted because I'm always in, but it's actually the Wad Said challenge. Because Wad Said. I've wore 55 shirts in 57 days.
Yep.
I got a 55 Chevy on a 54 frame.
I can only say one thing to that. Gahing, gahingo.
He's going to go clanging on us.
Yep.
Don't be clamoring. Are you clamoring?
Yeah.
I'm clam.
What's
clam.
Your favorite brand of Clamato juice flames?
I thought you were going to say something completely different.
The kind that doesn't have the clams in it.
What's your favorite type of chlamydia?
The kind that doesn't have the idiot in it.
He's a chlamydiot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumb person with a STD. With a STD.
I always thought chlamydia was like the crabs, where it was like little tiny clams lived in your pubes.
Little chlamydias. They're like mini clams.
Yeah. They just kind of clamp on to your pubes and hold on.
Clamp off.
For dear life.
Cramp off. Have you suffered from cramps?
We're gonna suck your blood.
You got the crabs that gave you cramps?
Did you know it only takes 8 pounds of pressure to rip your dick off?
8 pounds?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Of pressure to rip my dick off.
Yeah, you want to try it?
I have a few times.
What you do is you stand up on something that's longer than a rope that you have, and you tie your rope to 8 pounds of weed, and then you throw the weed, and it'll rip your dick off.
Now, I'll tell you something you don't want to do, and I know this from personal experience. Never put an air hose to your urethra.
Oh. That will blow the piss out
of you. Yeah, it's not like it doesn't work like a penis pump.
No.
That'll blow your...
It's like a fucking microwaved hot dog.
It's like butt pee for a while.
A microwaved hot dog.
Like you put that hot dog in the microwave for 5 minutes because you just pushed the start button and it was already set at 5 minutes and then you fucking forgot about it.
He's like, look, Mom, I can do the split. I can split a hot dog with 1,000 watts.
And I'm not even using my balls.
You're not? Loser.
How many balls did you put on your Christmas tree this year?
I didn't put any balls.
I put both my balls on the Christmas tree. I got a rash still.
Do you? The way they drag it through poison oak before they brought it to the house?
Actually, it was a poison oak tree.
Oh, nice. A poison oak tree.
Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't quite too sure what kind of tree you're supposed to have for Christmas.
You know poison oak is a root vegetable?
Tie a yellow ribbon around the poison oak tree.
Wait, what was that again?
Poison oak is a root vegetable.
Okay, that's funny. Why? Because you found a banana in the backyard?
Yeah.
Kids love bananas in the backyard.
They love bananas in their back door.
I've been practicing. Ooh. See, I've been practicing my disappearing banana trick. I did it at the youth center. Oh, they loved it, though. See, this is what happens when you stick a banana in a guy's butthole. All right. This is the recording of the disappearing banana thing. Kid took his eyeball out, stuck a banana in there in the socket, and he said...
Did you finish that Party Down show?
I didn't, and I gave it back to you. I only watched 5 episodes. I was bad, bad, mad about it. You'll have to put it on another thing for me or something. That was a 2-year-old.
How do you know how old they were?
Because it says 2-year-old tantrum.
Are you sure
here's
that
a sound
tantrum
clip
wasn't...
of four adults eating lunch and laughing.
Why are they using silverware?
Because they're eating lunch.
Well, they're definitely not down at the Y.
Oh, they thought that was funny. Hey, funny thing happened to me on the way down to the show.
I went to the soup kitchen. They didn't have any forks. Imagine that.
No kidding.
What other new movies are you looking to watch? You going to go see The Secret Life of Walt E. Mitty?
No. I'm kind of wanting to go see that new John Wayne movie.
I'm John Wayne. This is John Wayne.
Pilgrim.
What about Grudge Match? With Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro.
Oh,
and
two old people in a boxing movie?
Well, Kevin Hart's in it, too. It's a comedy.
Yeah, but Kevin Hart, I don't like him.
Oh, I see how it is. You don't like him because he's a comedian.
Yeah, because he's overrated, actually.
You don't like him because he's not funny.
Right.
Exactly.
What about the Wolf of Wall Street? The Wolf of Wall Street.
No, I don't think I want to see that either.
What about Saving Mr. Banks?
No.
Is that Private Ryan's brother?
No, it's Walt Disney movie. That's when Walt creates what? Mary Poppins.
Dude, Walt is...
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, no one wants to see that shit.
Yeah. Hey, who
what
wants...
about 47 Ronin?
No.
I know it's...
Keanu funny. Reeves.
How about movie 43 from last year?
I'm not going to watch that.
Hey, dude. What's up?
Hey, dude, what's up?
Keanu what about Reeves. Philomena.
Philomena?
Philomena.
No.
With Judy Dench and Steve Coogan.
No.
Steve no. Coogan.
No.
What about 12 Years a Muppet?
Nope.
A Muppet?
That new Elmo slave movie.
Oh. I never heard about that.
What about The Last Days on Mars?
No.
What about After Earth? One of the worst movies from last year.
Afterbirth?
Afterbirth.
After Earth.
I don't know. I don't know what that
Will
is.
Will Smith.
Oh,
Will,
I already don't want to see
Will Smith
and it.
Afterbirth.
And the last Will Smith movie I wanted to see was the video for Nightmare on My Street.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, water. You know you can make a clock out of a potato, but you can't make a potato out of a clock.
I did know that.
Oh, okay.
You know you can't tune a piano, but you can tune a fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know that you could tune a fish, but you can't tune a casserole?
Yeah.
I can tune a fish, but I can't tune a salad. Casserole.
But you can't tune a salad.
Here you can. You just need a tuning fork.
Salad fork. Holy shizzles. I forgot to mention when we were talking about what we were listening to. Hans was listening to something cool, suicidal. I was listening to something that I don't normally listen to yesterday.
Disney.
No, it's not that unusual.
Hannah Montana.
It's just a little more classic rock than I've been listening to lately.
Bach.
No, not classic Bach. Classic rock. I was listening to some Skynyrd.
Skynyrd.
Yeah.
Which album?
I'm working for Hans. Yay!
Pronounced.
Leonard Skynyrd.
It has Freebird on it.
Oh. I like it.
You skipped it?
I
like to play it just in until right before the solo starts, and then I skip it.
I like second
I thought you
were hoping.
I like to play it Justin Bieber style.
I don't know how that would be.
Second helping is the way to go.
Oh, especially
how many helpings?
Especially with tuna casserole.
That's the album. It's got Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
What about the Ballad of Curtis Mayfield?
And Working for MCA.
What about Working for ERA?
Huh?
What about sucking on a pee-pee? You guys like doing that?
No.
Oh. You guys are pussies. Okay.
You know the difference between a toadstool and a mushroom?
No.
The toadstool smells like shit. Well, while that may be true, that's not the thing.
Now you're starting to sound like
I need about 350.
Toadstool is inedible or poisonous, and a mushroom is safe to eat.
But some mushrooms can be poisonous.
Nope. Mushroom is generally reserved for those that are safe to eat.
Oh, sorry, Jim Louder.
So are you saying, what if it's a dog stool? Is that, or a kitty stool? Is it good
Elton
for dogs
John
to
stool.
Eat kitty stool?
I don't like messing with dog stool, because that's fucking gross. Toadstool you can barely see, because it just shits out little liquid stuff. It's like more like a tumwater.
Noble Tumwater, keep on rolling.
Isn't the Rainier Brewing Company in Tumwater, Washington?
Oh, Rainier Company.
Yes, and they own Olympia. They bottle...
Olympia.
They now bottle Henry Winehards. Yeah, well, Henry's. They own Henry's now.
Fuck Henry's Winehards. When they left the Northwest, I put a ban on them.
They were originally Hanks. Across the river.
I know. They
That's
tore down that whole
fucking
block.
Dicks.
They left, and I said, I'll never even buy your goddamn root beer again, motherfuckers.
They tore that whole building down?
I thought so, didn't they? And then they tear it down?
You guys are making up stories with each other now.
I'll make up a story.
I used to like to go there, man.
Two fucking ostriches made friends with a penguin, and they lived happily ever after.
Yeah. You shorting out again?
Yeah.
Well, fucking calm down, dude. Why are you moving around so much?
There you go.
We're going to wrap this fucker up like a burrito right now.
What, with a bunch of cheese?
Beans. You're the cheese, he's the beans, and I'm the meat of the burrito. And the listeners is a hot sauce of the guac.
Guac.
You don't put no guac on a burrito. That's nasty.
Who doesn't?
You like guacamole?
Not really, but I'll take a little in a burrito. Like when
in a burrito?
With a grilled stuffed burrito.
You want on the first bite or the last bite?
And a burrito.
Or equally
male or
bites.
Female. A burrito is made with female parts.
How do you know which end of the burrito to start at?
It's cow vagina.
I start at the end that's wrapped and tucked and folded, and then there's an open end.
So you don't eat? You don't start at the open end?
Yeah, I eat the open end.
Uh-oh.
Like a burrito.
Like a burrito.
I only get burritos because I don't
good
like...
Good golly, burrito!
I don't like sticking male phallic symbols in my mouth.
A burrito.
Yeah, it's like a big toe.
Yeah.
So you don't like taquitos?
If you take the U-R-I-T-T out and put in a B-O-B-I-G toe...
G-toe.
You got a big toe. Come on down for the big toe burrito.
Have you ever had a burrito?
Yeah. Yeah. Those are good. They're made out
a
of...
A burro burrito?
No, a bro burrito.
A bro burrito?
A burrito, as I
mean. Yeah, a burrito.
A burrito?
No, bro.
A bro.
Yeah, it's made with penis meat.
Penis meat?
Yeah.
Oh, is it dust?
No. It's Dustin.
So's that.
It's Dustin Gatchel. Oh. Hey, don't forget about pizza now. We're going to mention him again and mention him later. We didn't mention him on Monday because we were stoned and we forgot, so we're giving him a double shot.
Dude, I love pizza now.
Just go on down there to 1705 Southeast Hill Street anytime between 10:30 and closing, which is, what? Where do they stay open till 11?
Yeah, they stay open late. You can reach them at area code 555-555-5555 or their real number 541-928-0900.
And then they have a 1-800 number that's not actually real. That's 1-800-PIZZA-EAT-MY-ASS. Just kidding, that is not real. Their dough is made fresh every day. They have dildo on Fridays.
Yep. They have the greatest pizza in town, and I will say that I went to take out some recycling the other day. I opened up someone else's recycling thing, and they had a Little Caesars box in there.
Kill the neighbors!
And so I threw a bunch of pizza now at their house.
Ooh.
No, seriously, go there. It's a new year. You want to try? I was talking to Chris when I went down there the other day, and I'm like, you know what? You should cut me a deal. All like a pepperoni pizza every day of the year. And it'll be like $1,500.
Hey, maybe you can do like that chick from Monday and just eat at Pizza Now for a year.
That'd be cheap, dude. $5 a day times 365, that's not even $2,000 a year. That's pretty cheap for a food budget.
Yeah, that lady that ate at fucking Starbucks spent $7,000 in a year, and she only ate at Starbucks all year.
What do you eat for dinner at Starbucks, Flames?
A cross
sandwich? I don't know. I don't think I...
A cross sandwich?
I couldn't eat there.
Why?
They're a little spendy, for one.
See, a cross-dressing witch is not a good sandwich.
And I don't, I'm not into yuppie food, and that's kind of what Starbucks is, even though they got a bunch of yuppie food in there.
You don't like their coffee?
Oh, I like their coffee, but I support Dutch Brothers because it's Oregon-based.
If you're looking for coffee, you know.
Oh, it ain't Oregon-based.
Yeah, it's
it may be Oregon-based, but the money doesn't stay here in Oregon.
It's from fucking Seattle!
No, Starbucks is, but Dutch Brothers is from here.
No, they're from
where?
Dutch.
No. They're not from that
the Dutch.
They're from Roseburg.
They're from Dutchburg, dude.
Yep, Dutchburg.
Dutchburg.
They are from Dutchburg, dude. They're Dutch.
Well, yeah. Didn't you know who started that? It was Dutch Savage.
Yep. No. And his brother, Dutch Apple Pie.
No.
It was the first known as the Savage Coffee Company.
Yep.
And then a couple black people approached him with some money and said, yeah, hey, what if we call it Dutch Brothers? And Mr. Savage said, how about...
I just watched... I don't know. Was it
Savage
over here
Brothers?
That we watched it?
What?
I thought it was over here, maybe.
The Savage Brothers?
No, maybe it was somewhere else where I watched it. It was about... It talked about the
Savage Brothers.
Oh no, I watched it over at Bag's house.
Savage Brothers Pizza.
It was
you
their,
were over
it
Baghdad's?
Was under, undercover boss.
You ever
hey,
go?
I watched that Baja Fresh the other night. That was a good
did
one.
You ever go? Or, do you ever go over to his dad's house?
Whose?
Bags.
No.
He's like, you've never been to Baghdad's?
No.
Bag's dad. I went to Bag's dad's theater once.
He lives in California.
He owns a theater.
Bag's dad?
Yeah, it's Bag's dad theater.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so go to Pizza Now. They're ready when you are. That was the longest fucking Pizza Now ad ever. We're going to cut that out and play it every week from the Bag's dad's theater. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know if you knew that you could follow people on Facebook, but you can.
Yep.
Their Facebook is called / Pizza
That's
Now Albany.
Stalking.
It is. And they stock their shelves with fresh, grated fucking pizza.
My
cheese.
Favorite is like the ESPN message boards. You got to sign in through Facebook to comment on them. So anybody that comments, you can just go to their profile and check them out.
And even though it's his birthday today, no Michael Schenker Group at Pizza Now.
Nope. And Kim Jong-un will not be there either.
Oh, because he's banned. He's been banned from Pizza Now for ordering. Mm-hmm.
Pizza Now does not have a band.
We are
currently.
Okay, and other than that, go to terrygal.com and check out the 5 shows that I have coming up.
When Sun's going to play again?
Oh, we got asked that at the Pizza Now parking lot. 2 years ago, we're going to have our last show.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yep.
And also go to
apparently haven't seen that guy in 2 years.
Hey, I'll play drums.
He didn't have a beard the last time I saw him. He had the missing tooth. That's how I knew who it was.
Yeah.
He was a Stoked guy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know
Chris.
His name? Oh, Chris. Okay.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, too.
I'll play drums for Sons.
Okay.
All right.
It's a done deal.
There it is.
Sons Reunion 2014.
That surprised me.
Yeah. You don't get asked that too much. Also.
No, I meant the one you came in with the song.
Oh, why? It's the end of the show.
I don't get to ask anything very much.
Do you ever get asked to dance?
Nope.
Nope.
All right, we'd like to thank Floyd for
I got
the
asked
outro
to the Lady
music.
Hawkins dance once.
Sadie or Lady?
Both.
The Lady Hawkins. That's what she does after she actually swallows my load.
She starts Hawkins.
Lady Hawkins.
Lady Hawkins is Stephen Hawkins' daughter.
That's right. Hey, give us a dollar.
I'll take a dollar.
Click on donate on KegCastPodcast.com.
Yeah, or else we're going to up the episodes to $2.99 each.
Yeah, but then you'll have to go to Amazon and order pornographic literature just to pay for our show.
Yep, dinosaur.
We can't rely on Hans and his fucking throat singing videos to pay for Thanks for being on the show, Flames.
Yeah, dude.
No
we
problem.
Just tripped him the fuck out,
yep.
Dude. I looked over and looked like he was crying a little bit. Hey, if you want to be a guest on the show and your name's Zach Rowe, hit us up.
I'd like to meet a lady that's good at throat singing. You know what I mean?
Hey, piggies. What's going on? That sounds odd, but I don't care. Hey, here's some stuff you should go do. If you ever think about doing open mic comedy or stand-up, you got several chances. Every Tuesday at Capital City Theater in Salem at 8 p.m., it's free if you're doing stand-up. It's $5 if you're not, but it's a great venue, and it's a fun room to do, so do that. And also every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, and that's in Eugene at 4th and Blair. It starts at 9 o'clock on every Wednesday. And then every Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Green Room, an open mic, which is 710 Willamette, right next to Doc's Pad. We got Donk Gong Comedy every other Monday at Taylor's Bar, 13th and Kincaid, also in Eugene with the guys from The Donkey Show. And then in Portland, there's like open mics every night. Check out pdxcomedyblog.com. That will give you all the open mics and showcases going on up there.
Here's a few that I'm going to be involved with that I'd like to share with you. January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It starts at 5 in the afternoon because it's an early show, 5 to 7. It's free. This month, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, Melody Dodd, and myself, and a few others will be telling clean-ish jokes. Then, January 31st, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 3 at Denny's in Albany. It's 9 p.m. and it's free. Seth Mielstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman, and possibly some Dustin Gatchel action. I will be hosting that one. It's a Friday, January 31st. Oh, yeah, don't forget, I almost did. January 25th also, the same Saturday as Bleepin' Funny. Later in the evening at 9 p.m., it's Comedy as Advertised with your host, Seth Mielstein. That's at the Greenery Pizza and Nightclub in Eugene on 5th. It's a $3 to $5 sliding scale. I think that might be the same night as Mike Birbiglia, also in Eugene, at McDonald Theater. So don't miss out on that one. February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and it's a Friday, and we're having a couples comedy show in Brownsville at the Saloon there, 9 p.m. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, I'm going to find out how you pronounce it one of these days and get it right. Until then, I'll just say both. I will be doing a feature set for those guys as they headline the Brownsville Saloon on Valentine's Day, their He and She comedy show. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay, it'll be me, Terry Guile, doing two shows at 7 and 9:30. Coos Bay is a long drive, but hey, what the hell? I don't even know who I'm featuring for yet, but it'll be somebody. And then don't forget about the two big guys coming to Eugene. You got Jerry Seinfeld on February 6th at the Holt Center, and then Bill Cosby March 2nd for an early show at 2 p.m. because he's old. Okay, let's run through these music shows real quick. Friday, January 17th at Hawthorne Theater, it's DRI with World of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. Then on the 18th, it's Philip Anselmo and the Illegals, the guy from Pantera and Down, you know him. Proven will be open the show, $20 and $25 for tickets. Zappa plays Zappa Friday, January 31st at the Roseland Theater with Dweezil and the guys. Tickets are $25 in advance, but you pay $20 more if you wait to pay at the door, so $45 at the door. Soulfly is coming back to the Hawthorne Theater on February 2nd. A lot of good shows coming up. February 27th, Death Angel at the Hawthorne, The Sword at the Hawthorne March 17th, and Carcass March 30th at the Roseland with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We'll have more information on all those shows coming up in future plugs. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Now get back to TagCastPodcast.com and listen to our show, or else I will kill you. Not really. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out. Nookas. You know what a nooka is?